Mandi. Satam cast down to earth. In chapter 12 of Revelation, we read in verse 7. And there was war in heaven. I remember a Bible study in a home, a few people there. And when we read this text, someone said, that can't be in heaven, war in heaven. No, this must be a mistake. In heaven, there's peace. There are angels playing the harp. Yeah. Now. But in former times, there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels. Michael means who is like God. It's a symbol for Christ. And the dragon prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And the fulfillment of this prediction was when Jesus died on the cross. Then Satan could not leave this planet anymore. And now this planet is his prison. And as an angel is as quick as lightning, he can surround this planet many times in a second. So he can be on every continent. He doesn't need even a second to get there. From North America to Australia, to Europe, South Africa. It's just chip, chip, chip. So this planet is very, very tiny, very small for him. Because he's an angel. And all his angels the same. But they can be on every spot in a jiffy. And now he's here, on his planet. And when Jesus said just before his crucifixion in John 12:31, now judgment is upon this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. When Satan tried to kill Jesus, then all the other creatures in the universe who watch our planet, they could see the real character of Satan. The earth is the showroom for the universe. Here it's like the same as in a theater. Here is the earth, and those who watch, they are in the universe. And they look at us. They watch this great controversy between Christ and Satan. And this controversy goes on and goes on and on. And it's a controversy which lasts for a long time now. Altogether, it will take 6,000 years. And it will not take long that these 6,000 years are finished. Satan has limited power to harm God's people on earth. He has just a short time left. We read this in verse 12. Because of Satan's fall from heaven down to earth, we read, Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time.